Building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work. Hello and welcome to episode 300. That is freaking crazy. It has been 4 years since I started this podcast and 300 episodes. That number blows my mind. When I started this podcast, I did not have a master plan. I probably should have had more of a plan. I really just wanted to talk about entrepreneurship in an honest way, in a time when I feel like everything I saw was a highlight reel. There were like so many people saying, start a business and you can make money. People had fancy cars online and everyone made business look so fun and sexy, but I knew it was not as glam as it seemed because it was freaking hard. And I really just wanted to have honest conversations and meet cool people and do some marketing for my business along the way. And frankly, I had no idea if anyone would listen. I just knew I had some things to say. And I wanted to say them without worrying if they were on brand or whatever, says the marketer. And now here we are, 300 episodes later. Looking back, this show has been one of the most consistent things I have ever done. And through many highs and lows in my business, changes in my personal life, I mean, teetering on burnout here and there, I've had inspiration, I've had big ruts of inspiration. I kept recording and I am proud of myself and I'm happy to say that. Today, I am going to go through what I have learned about building and growing this podcast and just about continuing to show up over the last 4 years. The first lesson is something I just touched on, that being consistent is hard. And I really think that consistency is so much more valuable than raw talent because consistency takes consistency. Consistency takes showing up over and over again, just like we talked about in my last solo episode. Everyone likes to talk about creativity and ambition and big, crazy ideas, but consistency, I really think, is where the magic happens. That is where you go to the gym and get the body you want. That's where you eat healthy and get the, you know, like inner health that you want. That's where you go to therapy, you get the mental health that you want. When you show up, even when you don't feel like it, that is what separates the people who try from the people who actually do and the people who build things. When I listen back to my early episodes, I can literally hear a difference in my voice. I had like my video voice, or I think I just sounded more scripted, more, you know, I was just learning how to podcast and learning how to get this right. I was trying so hard to sound like the kind of person who hosts a podcast, you know, just polished and professional. And I think now I just sound more like me. And that evolution didn't come from exactly learning how to podcast. It came from just learning how to show up and be myself with you all. And I think that's lesson number two. Authenticity is not something that you just decide to do. You can't just show up and be like, hey, I'm going to be authentic today. It's something that you earn through repetition. You find your voice by using it, even when it's hard and even when it's shaky, by sometimes saying the wrong things. As my editors know. Actually, my son was editing a podcast the other week and he said, I spent so long editing a section where you messed up so many times. And then at the end of it, you were like, let's just cut that out. I still mess up all the time. I think that you find your voice by cringing at old episodes and by realizing that the version of you from 4 years ago, I think, was doing the best that she could with what she knew. Just like the last episode, 27-year-old me was doing the best she could with what she knew. And that's growth. And the only way that I could have gotten here was by starting there and doing the work. All right, y'all, it's shameless plug time. I want to take a quick break to chat with you about Excelity, my full service marketing agency. For the last 12 years, we've been working closely with B2B software and service companies. Now we are expanding and looking for growth stage companies with a bold vision, but maybe lacking the marketing strategy or resources to get there. Or hey, you might have resources that just aren't working out. We definitely see that all the time. At Excelity, our team gets results and we have a ton of fun doing it. I'm sure you can tell that from listening to this podcast. So if you or someone you know is a fit, check us out at excelitymarketing.com or reach out to me directly on LinkedIn. When I started, I thought success meant a certain audience size or downloads or maybe even sponsors. And those are the usual metrics that you use to track a podcast. And sure, those things matter to keep running a podcast, of course. But what's actually really mattered more are the connections and what this podcast has created. The people I've met and the conversations that I've had have really changed how I think about everything, about leadership, about how I operate on a day-to-day basis. And a big thing that has helped me day-to-day are all the messengers from listeners that say, hey, that episode was exactly what I needed today, or I really appreciated this message. I love going into Spotify here and there and reading the comments that people leave on episodes, even some of the earliest episodes that people are just starting to listen to now, and hearing about your takeaways and the things that you're learning and your stories and how they're applying to your lives. I just can't tell you how many times I have ended an episode or interviewing a guest and thought, I really needed that conversation today, and I had no clue how bad I needed it. That's just the stuff that has kept me going over the last 4 years. Another thing I've realized is that creating something in the long term really forces you to evolve in public, and that can be so uncomfortable. There were times when I almost quit, and frankly, I've talked about quitting or almost quitting on this podcast. I sent the show on hiatus for months, and that was honestly me almost in a panic. I was just overwhelmed. I was on the verge of burnout, and I was like, I just can't do all of this right now. The show's going on hiatus because I need a break. And I wasn't sure that it was going to come back, and it did. And I'm so glad that it did. I have felt a million times like I was repeating myself or like my life behind the mic got too messy and like I was pretending that I knew it all. But I don't have to show up here and pretend like I knew it all. I know that if I'm feeling something and if I'm learning lessons that I'm sharing with you, other people are going through the same stuff too. And if I stop talking about it, then who will? Someone might. But I don't want to stop. That's lesson number three. I don't think you need to be an expert. You just need to be real. And you need to be honest with yourself and the people around you. I've talked about this a few times lately. I think people are over perfect content. Rich and I talked about this recently. They really want real stories from real people that are figuring it out in real time. That's why this podcast has lasted, because I stopped trying to teach and, you know, have perfectly outlined bullets of how to do everything. And I just started trying to connect with you all and bring you stories and lessons and the real day to day. And finally, my last lesson is you have to keep showing up even when no one's watching. Not all of us have an accountability partner, a coach, someone to help us show up every single day. There's something about creating over a long period of time that really, it humbles you. And that's doing anything over a long period of time, right? It's being a creator, it's publishing content, it's working in a job, it's climbing the corporate ladder, it's being married, it's a long-term relationship of any kind. They teach you patience, perspective, ability to keep going without validation. You don't get to 300 episodes, and frankly, you don't get to 4 years of anything by being inspired all the time. You get there by showing up when you're tired and when you're busy and when you don't feel like it. So if you have been listening from the very start, or if you just found the show last week, I want to say thank you so much for everything, for helping spread the word, for sharing on social, for downloading, for listening, for telling your friends, for everything. This podcast is a reminder to you and a reminder to me every time I record that showing up and doing so imperfectly over and over again is the work to be done by all of us. All right, here is to the next 300 and to every single conversation to come. Every conversation that is messy, honest, uncomfortable, silly, fun, incredible episode. Thank you so much for listening to The Art of Entrepreneurship. If this one hit home, please share it with someone who is building too, someone who needs to hear these messages. As always, keep showing up. And as always, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for listening. I appreciate you all.